Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Here we go now.
We are live at T-Mobile Park at opening day for the Mariners, and it's never too early to start early. That's kind of our theme for April, Bump, and here's the deal with the Mariners. They are great at opening day. Opening day, they, pun intended, knock it out of the park. Absolutely dominate. The second best opening day record in baseball, best opening day record of current franchises in in the American League. However,
best ever alive.
As good as they are at the very, very, very start of the season, they are not excellent, at least not in recent years, with keeping that momentum going. They've had to have some kind of save the season ends, a great second half and a push for the playoffs. A phenomenal August last year. Obviously, they didn't make it to the playoffs, but they needed that to get right back into the thick of the AL West race. One of the differences that you're hoping to see this year is to start earlier.
Yeah, man, you got to start fast. March last year, they were 1-1. You get to April, they're 11-15. And then in May, 17-11. Like you mentioned, their best month was August, 21-6. I think it's hard to duplicate that, right? To go 21-6 in a month, but you never really know. Forget everything that's going to happen. It all starts with today and how they take the field. And honestly, look, I'm not saying I want them to lose. Of course not. I want them to win. But if they were to go out and play some good ball and that other team just played better, you can look at a loss and say, all right, but they balled out. I can see where they're going. I don't accept losses. I'm not making excuses. I'm just thinking of it as a coach. There are some games where you look at and you just go, that team was just better than us, and we had a good game. I don't want it to be that. All right, so now let's get to the positive side. It'd be nice for these guys to come out here and Castillo to look like the ace that we know and love, for Julio to make great decisions at the plate, for Ty France to be the complete hitter that we know and love. They have ingredients that a World Series team has. Do they have enough ingredients? I don't think so, but we'll find out. Do they have the composure? Do they have the maturity to go through a long season? And this was the best marriage advice I ever got. My guy said, he goes, ride the highs, weather the lows. That's all you got to do in baseball right here, because there's going to be lows. There are going to be highs. Hopefully there are more highs than lows this year than last year. 3 months last year where they had losing records. Get rid of one of those months. You're probably in the playoffs.
Two big reasons they need to start fast. Number one, take a listen to what ESPN's Tim Kirkjian had to say in this cut.
That is really important, because when you look at, say, the Rangers, if they can somehow get their way through the first 2, 3, maybe even 4 months, and then they get Scherzer and DeGrom back. Right. And I'm not suggesting they're going to come back and be great again, but what if they are? You better get ahead of them early, because in theory, they could be really good late.
So number one reason, or the first of two reasons, that it's hugely important to get off to a fast start this year, because your other counterparts in the AL West can't. The Astros aren't going to have Verlander to start the season. They have a couple other injuries they're dealing with. Meanwhile, two of the better players for the Rangers aren't going to be ready, at least for the first part of the season. This is an opportunity for you to have a leg up on the competition.
You walking us through that whole situation reminds me of a time where I'm lined up and I'm looking at the DB across from me and he is hurt. I look at my quarterback and I go, throw it this way because I got him. All right. The Astros and the Rangers are that DB right now. Okay. We are the kid from Culver City who is going to dominate this DB in front of him because he is banged up. That's what I'm talking about. Take advantage of the situation, and they can do that. You need all the help you can get. Again, dominant teams will make it through the season and kind of control their own destiny because they have all stars all up and down the lineup. Their pitching is great. Other teams, you need to take advantage of some situations, whether that be within your own lineup or other teams in your division, one of the toughest divisions in baseball. So that's what I'm looking at, taking advantage of opportunities. That's what life is about. So let's do it here in Seattle.
Second reason that they absolutely need to do this, Aaron Goldsmith has a good explanation in cut number two. Take a listen.
Just because you get off to a hot start doesn't mean that's how it's going to finish. We all know how long the season is. But it does seem to me like one of the real keys for this year is, can the Mariners come out and have a winning month of April, a winning month of April and the few days before in March? Because they all count the same. And the Mariners needed that one extra win at some point in the 162 to get them over the hump, and they couldn't get it.
It's not just about besting your competition when they're weak. It's about helping yourself out 4 months from now. It's about looking back at the season last year going, you're telling me if they would have won one more game, if there would have been one more, series. Exactly. I think of that national series, those specific moments where you're like, you mean that like a bases loaded, no out situation, if they just would have driven in a run and won that game, that would be the difference. If you start fast, you are less likely to have that moment later in the season. And that has just been such a pain for Mariners fans. I am not, this always makes me irritated, Bump, and maybe it shouldn't, but I remember last year we were talking about something and someone said, well, you know, they're a second half team. What about, no one wants to be only a second half team. Like, that's not what anyone wants to be. It's like when Pete Carroll would talk about like, oh, we like to keep it close. No, you don't. No, you don't. Pete Carroll, you would love to win by 7 touchdowns if you could. The Mariners would love to be a complete team that stays pretty dominant all year and stays ahead in the AL West race. No one wants to be a team that needs a godlike performance from their best player in August to stay competitive. You don't want to count on winning 20-plus games in a month in order to win your division.
You want to get rid of the ifs. My grandpa, rest in peace, Milton Ray Malone, used to say, if was a fifth, we'd be drunk as heck off of last year. I don't want to be drunk. I want to be sober this year. I want to be sober. I don't want to rely, go back and think, oh, if this and if that. No, I want to be sober. Now, we understand that nothing is guaranteed in baseball. Nothing's guaranteed in sports. There are going to be times we're already experiencing some adversity with the bullpen being banged up, your starting rotation being banged up. You're asking Emerson Hancock to kind of step into a role we weren't expecting him to step into quite yet. You're relying on Munoz to repeat what he did a couple of years ago. There are things that need to happen. So when I asked, who did I ask? Was it Stanton, I believe, of just, what's the personality of this team? And he said, it feels like a close team. It was either Stanton or Hollander. It feels like a close team, and guys respect each other. When guys respect each other, you will gladly pull the other guy's weight when he's unable to do that. So that's what I'm banking on to start this season. It's not ideal. Everyone isn't healthy, but we're also seeing that other teams in the division are banged up. Just, man, pull your weight and then help your guys along the way and just be consistent. Like, you don't want a big gap between your best baseball and your worst baseball. Things are going to happen, but, hey, that's how the game goes, and we'll be joined by a baller right now. Let's get it.
Joining us right now, Mariners reliever Gabe Spire. And, Gabe, we're just talking about how excited we are for opening day, how important it is to get started quickly this season. For you guys, you have to go one day at a time. Bump and I can sit here and say, well, we hope we see a big April. For you, you're like, look, it's one night. It's one game. That's how we have to do things. I'm going to start with just behind the scenes, and I mean behind the scenes. What's it like behind the scenes right now for players? Like, what do you guys do on opening day? I'm sure there are some nerves.
Oh, absolutely. I think I can speak for everyone that we're super excited to just get the ball rolling and start off our, 2024 season. Just obviously nerves, it is opening day. There's no denying that. You know, everyone's a little nervous, but I think it all is going to translate to adrenaline, and, we'll use it to our advantage.
19 innings you pitched with the Royals, and I think 54 innings you pitched last year with the Mariners. Has that changed your preparation at all, or how are you preparing your body for this grind? I'm a football guy. 18 weeks, if we go to the playoffs, we're rolling. But you guys have such a long season, man.
Yeah, I mean, you take it day by day, and then you kind of listen to your body. I threw, 69 times last year, so I felt like I got into a good routine of kind of getting my body ready for each game, and going to carry that into this year and probably make some tweaks as the season goes on. But yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with my routine and just kind of listening to my body.
Some different faces in the bullpen in terms of leadership, with some veterans obviously gone or hurt, and then some new guys in coaching positions. What's that like? What's the chemistry like back there?
Yeah, so new bullpen coach Tony Arnrich. You know, he was with us last year, and so we're all really comfortable with him. And then new faces like Stanek is a big one, and Santos will be here at some point. All good dudes, and obviously all nasty. So, not only is it going to be fun to chat with those guys out there, but they're going to help our team a lot as well.
So this is my first and second time talking to you. So I'm more of like get to know you type, know what I mean? So from Santa Barbara, you spend time in, you bounce around Detroit, Illinois, Arizona, California, Alabama, Tennessee. What is it about Seattle that you love in comparison to those other spots?
I'm a West Coast guy. I grew up in California. So just being on the West Coast, just the air, I don't know what it is. it's nice and crisp out here. And, just the fan base, everything about Seattle is awesome. Playing here, living here, food here. I mean, it's just a good spot to be.
What's the worst place you've lived?
Jackson, Tennessee. Sorry, Jackson, Tennessee.
But that's okay.
That was a tough spot. Just super hot in the summer, nothing much to do, and no fans. And, it's still fun to play the game of baseball, but, I'd definitely say that was the worst spot.
Someone just somewhere from, just a single person from Jackson, Tennessee, like, wow, Gabe.
Yeah.
I thought you were one of us.
Yeah.
Well, when people talk about Seattle and T-Mobile Park, they always mention it as a pitcher's ballpark. Is that something that's commonly known around the league, even if you're talking about the minor leagues? And then once you got here, what were your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I'd say it leans definitely more towards the pitching side. I did come from Kansas City, and Kauffman Stadium is for sure a pitcher's park. But guys are so strong nowadays. I think it's kind of hard to consider anywhere a pitcher's park. Guys, if they hit it right, it's gone anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I think it has something to do with the air out here being a little colder and kind of that moisture in the air that maybe holds the ball in a little bit better. But yeah, I think it definitely leans in favor of the pitchers.
One of my favorite questions to ask pitchers at all is who they least want to face off against on their own team, because it's always different answers, and sometimes it's not who you think, because it's that specific pitcher's strengths, pitches you like to throw versus what someone else might be good at. Who would you least want to face?
Oh, that's a really good one. I haven't faced Mitch Garver yet, but I'd probably say him, because he's known for, being a little bit better against left-handed pitching. I don't know. I wouldn't want to face really anybody in our lineup. We got a pretty deep good lineup, and I'm glad. I'm glad all of them are on our team. But I'd have to go with Mitch, I'd say.
Man, you got some intensity to you when you're on the mound. And my youngest child, my daughter, is the most intense one, because she's always trying to keep up with her brothers. They're being mean to her or whatnot. What is it about you that brings that intensity out of you? Is it the way you're brought up, brothers and sisters, just competing? What is it?
I am. Off the field, I'm a pretty mellow guy, but yeah, for sure, when I get out there, it's like life or death to me. I mean, I've always kind of come up being like a smaller guy in the game of baseball, and kind of that chip on my shoulder, so I bring intensity with it, and like I said, I treat every outing like it's life or death, and when you step into the box, I'm going to do everything I can to get you out, and there definitely is an intensity that comes with that.
Is there something that happens behind the scenes if a guy ever robs a home run? Like, are you ever like, hey, man, drink on me? Or is it just like, appreciate you, thumbs up, thanks so much, really cool, you did your job?
Initially, it's just a big hug and a thanks. And then, you try to do something nice for that guy. I mean, obviously, he just saved a big, he got a big out, saved a run. And there's been other situations where, Cal, I think a guy hit a foul ball and it, hit off his private parts, and I got him a bottle of whiskey for that. And, you just take care of your guys, and, it's reciprocated as well. So,
Playlist. I always ask about the playlist, man. What is on your playlist before a game? What gets you going?
Oh, that's good. I listen to a lot of reggae, kind of to mellow out, but I like hard rock as well. Yeah.
What's the pre-game one, though?
I don't really listen to music pre-game, but if I had to create a playlist, it would be a lot of hard rock. I like the band called Kaleo and Turnstile. Turnstile's a really good one. Yeah.
Nice.
Back to me.
Huh?
Back to me.
Oh no, I was just I don't know who either of those.
I get in the hot tub. I kind of try to like chill out before games because you never know when you're going to go in. It's kind of a stressful environment out in the bunker, the bullpen over there. So, kind of try to settle the nerves more than anything.
Well, you guys, you always kind of know the game. Everyone knows the game plan. So, you know when you might be used and you guys have rehearsed these situations a million times. Have you ever been genuinely surprised you've been called into a game?
Oh, yeah.
You thought, I was not expecting this matchup.
I mean, yeah, it happens. You know, most of the time I'd say, you have a pretty good idea.
Right.
But there are definitely times. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, it's a long season and lots of stuff can happen. I think there was a game last year where a starter came out early in the third inning and I was still just like hanging out, hadn't like started my routine or anything, and I was in the game. And you know, that happens, a couple times a year. You just always got to be on your toes.
Yeah.
You mentioned Santa Barbara guy. I'm from Culver City in West LA. And one of the reasons why my mom loved that I went to Washington State, she goes, it's 2.5 hours. I can fly. I can see you whenever I want to. Does the family come up?
That Alaska flight from Santa Barbara to Seattle, direct flight. So I actually got my wife and my 3-month-old son that are, staying with me. But my parents just flew up and my brother as well. So they'll be here tonight.
I was just going to ask if they were going to come up for tonight's game.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I have more following them. So that's just opening day. And then I got my other brother and some other people coming for the other weekend games.
Oh, well, we hope you get to have like a really cool moment. I want like an epic strikeout or something that they get to see. It's always cool hearing when guys' families are there and they actually get to watch it and see it. So very, very cool. You know what? Should I add one more prediction to the call your shot?
Yeah.
Okay. So Gabe, your job, our final question for you is nothing to do with you.
Okay.
It's to help these guys win donuts tomorrow.
Let's go, Gabe.
So we had John Stanton offer one, and then these two did one, and then a fan did one. Basically, you're just calling your shot on something that will happen in tonight's game. So like Julio hits a home run kind of thing. All we have right now is Mitch Haniger, grand slam, ooh, Garver, two home runs, Luis Castillo, no hit through five.
Ooh.
And then we've got, what's the one I'm missing? Canzone, first home run. That was John Stanton's.
Okay.
So that kind of prediction.
Okay, I got Andrés Muñoz coming in to close the game and punching out the side.
I'll allow it.
I like it.
Okay, so if that happens,
all over a hundo.
I'll enter that one and you guys win. Right. Unfortunately, you will get nothing, Gabe.
Okay.
That's except for bragging rights.
Okay.
All right, we're going to stay in our segment, but we are going to let you go. You've got to prepare for tonight's game, for a big series. You want to leave just one lasting message for fans coming to the game, excited to see you guys for another season here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fans are a big part of just the atmosphere here. I mean, they're the whole reason the atmosphere is so great here. You guys are the electric factory. Just keep it going. We appreciate you guys.
All right. He is Gabe Spire. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. We are going to stay in this segment for just a couple more minutes here because we have our lineup for tonight. JP Crawford, of course, leading things off. You got a 7:10 p.m. first pitch. Julio Rodriguez, second. Polanco, third. Garver, your DH, fourth. Cal Raleigh batting fifth. Haniger out in right field. Canzone, left. France, eighth. Rojas, ninth. Obviously, Luis Castillo on the mound. What do you think about that lineup there, Bump?
Hey, I'm loving it.
Nothing shocking, really, overall.
No real surprise. I mean, the only real surprise we've had so far is just Wu being banged up and Emerson being thrown in there, and then Brash having his deal in the bullpen. But, no, it's what we expected, and that's why that's what I appreciate about spring training, is that you get to see so many other guys who could be the future on this ball club. But when it's all said and done, man, you go into spring training, you pretty much know who your guys are.
I think I'm most curious about, I mean, Polanco and Garver in that third and fourth spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I don't wonder whether they have the power to be those hitters. We've seen it before. Polanco with an amazing, I think 33 home runs in 2023. Garver, we know, can be great. He's just struggled with injuries, and now he gets to be just a DH instead of focusing on being a catcher. I'm curious to see if they can deliver, if they're staying kind of in those spots.
Yeah, I really like Canzone and France at the bottom.
Takes that pressure off.
Yeah, right, because we know what France can do when he's healthy and when he's in his zone. And then Canzone, I mean, Stan said he's going yard tonight, so let's go ahead and bank on that. Because that bottom of the lineup was crucial last year. There were times where they led the charge. It was like Haggerty down there, Demo down there. It was a scrappy little bunch. You look at the bottom of the lineup now, I mean, they're still scrappy, but it's a different kind of scrappy. It's a reliable Ty France scrappy and this youthful Canzone scrappy, and then we'll see what Rojas can do as well.
Want a little bit of power. Obviously, Rojas isn't going to be that guy, but like France isn't like a big home run hitter, but he can hit. Like when he's really going, like at his best, Canzone can be that guy too. So you're right. It's a bit of a different look for later. I will say this. John Stanton, as part of your guys' Call Your Shot game, predicted Canzone would have the first home run. That might mean we're not getting a home run from the Mariners until, like, what, the third?
Yeah, probably the third.
Maybe the second?
Depending on how the bats are going.
It might be a slow start for these two if that one happens. I'm just saying I'm not feeling super great. Here's the thing. You guys get double donuts if every prediction happens, but now you've got five predictions.
Yeah. So you kind of set us up with that one.
Well,
I Gabe in there because I don't want to.
How's Gabe
going to
get
donuts.
His donut?
You have Gabe's not getting a donut. I told Gabe he's not getting any donuts. He just gets to help you guys get donuts, and he was kind
like
enough to do so.
Right.
What did he say? Andres Munoz closes out the side, strikes out the side, or shuts down the side. Punches out. So now you guys have five here. I don't even think. I'm going to need it in front of me during the game to make sure that any one of these things happen. But you have less a chance of winning all of them, but more chance of winning donuts tomorrow. How about that? You know?
Okay. We're going to come up with every scenario possible by the end of this show.
No, I'm not allowing. I cannot allow
ourselves donuts.
I cannot allow any more because what's going to happen is someone's going to tweet at me and they're going to be like, oh, dang, Julio just hit a double. That means that Bump and Curtis get donuts tomorrow. And I'm going to be like, no. It's just
going
to be
random. That's right.
It's just going to be someone going, oh, that's crazy. Cal threw someone out. Donuts. They're just going to say random things that happen in the game and be like, Bump and Curtis get donuts. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Hey.
Here's what we do.
JP walked twice. Donuts.
Here's what we know about Stacey. She forgets sometimes. So maybe we just throw something out there.
I'm just saying.
And be like, hey, that was on the list. We can convince her to get us donuts.
No, because I wrote it down because I knew that I would forget. There were too many things here. And I knew that I would forget some of them and that like a listener would try to trick me. But I know what they are. You can't trick me. You can't fool me. Okay. There is one way that you guys are getting donuts tomorrow. And it's one of these many things coming true.
All right. Good with that.
I know. But I will say of all of them, this is wild. We've got Garver two home runs, Haniger grand slam, Munoz punches out the side, Canzone. Something about a no-hitter through five for Castillo feels the likeliest.
Yeah, because we know what he's like when he's in his zone. The fact that he came into spring training throwing gas that early, my man's body is feeling good. He's been out on that boat, going fishing, had good conversations with service. Life is good for Castillo. Is he going to reflect that on the mound today?
Hey, let's spend just two final minutes here before we're going to have fun with the rest of the show. We've got Hype Train coming up. We're going to get to What I Need to Know. You can send your questions in. I've meant to ask every single one of our guests about Scott Service and haven't yet. Mm-hmm. His storyline and his job this year is also interesting to me, and I've just completely let it fall by the wayside and not thought to address it.
How dare you?
I know, but it is. I mean, him going around and seeing all these guys and putting in all this work in the offseason, there's also this you know, question of what it means to be a manager and kind of the challenge for him this year. Is that something that you're also following with him?
Yeah, for sure. Every time I get a chance to, I ask one of the experts, like, all right, what does this mean for him? Mm-hmm. What does he need to do to help this team out? I mean, he is a manager. You manage emotions. You make decisions when it comes to what arms are on the mound and when they perform. So I would assume that there's less responsibility on him this year just because of the maturation of this ball club. Because Julio's getting older, because Ty's been here a while, because JP is getting older. He's always going to have to manage and check emotions and make sure the temperature of his team is good. But, I would love to hear from Scott himself. Like, man, all right, what's your role in this? We know what you do. We, you know, in game, we understand all that. But things that maybe we don't think about or the common person doesn't actually know. Like, what do you do?
Yep. All right, you guys, get your questions in for What I Need to Know. It's coming up at 45 after, but you can send them in now to the Mac and Jack's text line, 866-979-3776. Head into the station for Hype Train next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The Mariners Kids Club is 100% free and a great way to get your kids excited for a lifetime of Mariners baseball. Sign up online and your youngster will receive a Kids Club hat, access to early gate opportunities, discounts, and more. Go to mariners.com/kidsclub to join.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Opening day, you're listening to Bump and Stacy live from T-Mobile Park.
Sorry, we've been moving headphones around here with guests. Now I'm on the right headset. We are live from T-Mobile Park. Get your questions in for What I Need to Know. You can send those in now to the Mac and Jack's text line. It's coming up at 45 after, though. I've already got some really good ones for opening day. 866-979-3776. Right now, though, we're heading to the station for Hype Train. Let's go. We've been talking about a fast start for the Mariners, and by that we mean a really good month of April, but I'm keeping it pretty focused on the next couple days here, heading into the weekend against the Red Sox. It's simple for the first one. The Mariners sweep their opening series.
Ooh, they sweep that thing. I'm all about good vibes. You got Castillo on the mound. I guess I've been forced to board this train. But I'm going to board it anyway. Yeah! You know this knows me very well. I'm on that thing.
Curtis, the Mariners sweep their opening series. Bump is boarding because the train horn sounded.
I think a new wrinkle to Hype Train is Matt decides if we're boarding
whether or not you're boarding.
And then we have to make up our mind in real time.
To support or not support the argument.
So everything you said you were boarding. I just want to point that out. How dare
Matt,
you?
I think you just Matt had, you know, you had trigger fingers when it came to the Hype Train sound. That's all I'll say. Curtis, are you boarding?
Oh, man, a four-game sweep to start the season. That's called a mop for those at home. Four is a lot to start a season. But I'm right there with you, Bump. We're boarding this train. It's happening. Mariners' best pitching staff in baseball. You've got your four horses, Castillo, Kirby, Gilbert, Miller to start this season. I mean, the vibes are right. The roof is on, unfortunately. We're not going to see, I don't think we're going to see the roof off tonight.
It looks gray.
Yeah, it looks very gray outside. Yeah. But hey, you know what? Roof or no roof, this team is getting a four-game sweep to start the season. We're boarding the train.
It's also chilly, I will say. I'm in front of a space heater. If you're coming to the game tonight, bring a coat, jacket, stay warm, double up those socks. Next Hype Train. I'm going to keep this one with the Mariners, and then I've got some college football and football ones. So I'm going to tell you what the Hype Train is, and then I'm going to read you the schedule, which you're going to need to answer it, okay?
All right.
The Hype Train is simple. The Mariners are the only AL West team that's going to win today, just opening day. So here are the other teams on the schedule. The Angels and Orioles. So that you know, the Orioles are up 5-1, bottom of the fourth. The Astros are facing off against the Yankees. That game just started, two outs, bottom of the first, no score. You've got the A's taking on the Guardians at 7. And then where are these
Cubs
pesky Rangers.
Rangers
taking on the Cubs? Neither of those have started yet.
Stacey, you know, I think we have an honest friendship here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I see someone taking BP, so I didn't even listen to all the stuff you were saying to me
right
now.
Julio?
About who's up. No, it's a lefty.
Oh, okay.
But because I'm just a good vibes guy, yeah, of course we're going to be the only ones that win today. There's nothing negative I'm going to say about the Mariners today. Absolutely nothing.
Curtis, the Mariners are the only AL West team that get a win today. Angels already down bad to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Yankees, the Astros just went up 2-0.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but that's bottom of first. Lot of game left in that one. Lot of game.
You know what I always say, go Yanks.
Exactly. Longtime Yankees fan, Stacey Ross. Cubs, Rangers, they're going to be raising a banner there today. That's going to be a weird scene. I won't board this train. I think the Rangers beat the Cubs. I don't think the A's are going to beat the Guardians, and the Astros are off to a 2-0 start. So I think at least one other team in the AL West is going to get a win today besides the Mariners.
I think the Mariners will be tied for first in the AL West after today's games. I'm going to go ahead and call wins for the Rangers and Astros. All right, next type train in here. John Schneider, among many GMs, OCs, quarterback coaches, and head coaches that are at UW's Pro Day, many teams are there to watch Michael Penix. Jim Nagy tweeted out that team representatives from the Panthers, Colts, Raiders, Chargers, Giants, and a quarterback coach from the Cardinals are all there watching Michael Penix. Michael Penix is blowing people away. Really great 40 times. Someone clocked it at 4.46. Field Yates has 4.56. Either way, he's really looking athletic. A good pro day for him. Your hype train, Michael Penix is a first-round pick.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
As much as I want to show him some love because I feel like he's that caliber of a player, we're not hearing the jockeying of position for him when it comes to people putting comments out there. All we hear is J.J. McCarthy is climbing up. J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. We all know that Caleb and Jaden Daniels are going to be 1 and 2 or maybe flip them, however. But because I'm not hearing about it, I think it would be out there already. I'm going to go ahead and say, nah, I can't board this, even though I think he's more than capable.
All right, the hype train is that Michael Penix goes in the first round. Bump said, look, he's more than capable. All love for Michael Penix, but I just don't necessarily see that happening. And I will say most grades have him and Bo Nix as more like early second rounders. Curtis, are you boarding the train, though, that Michael Penix at least goes in the first?
I think there's going to be a team in need of a quarterback at the end of the first round. So I'm going to say Michael Penix is a first-round quarterback. We'll board that train. Dude's got a cannon. He's got a hose for a left arm. Speaking of odd arms, did you guys see the picture of Jaden Daniels' elbow?
I did.
Yes,
that was insane.
And then, so if anyone's wondering, just for the purposes of not being a visual medium, in the photo, he has his arm hitched at a 90-degree angle, and his elbow bone extends like an inch past his forearm.
It looks like a robot.
It looks like it's Photoshopped. So then I Googled Jaden Daniels and just went through a bunch of photos looking at his elbows. Like, I became stalker-ish. And I think that's real. I think it's real. Like, I think it's how his elbow is. Although that one looked like exaggerated.
I didn't like looking at it. It made my stomach.
It made me very uncomfortable too.
I don't like looking at that kind of stuff.
I'm going to say that Penix does. I think that there's going to be a run on quarterbacks, and I think because I and many expect a team to trade up to take J.J. McCarthy, another team that was hoping J.J. would fall will panic, and you're going to see some teams maybe trade up late in the first, and he'll go. That's my guess. Next and last hype train is a little... Actually, no, I'm going to throw on one more for fun at the end. So this is my second to last hype train, assuming I can fit in another one here. And I'm keeping it messy, you guys, so I have to give you the backstory.
All right.
I will. This is a messy hype train. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So the backstory is that Colleen Wolf, who's a reporter for NFL Network, was on the Around the NFL podcast, and she told those guys that she heard about an alleged argument, a dispute, from a very reliable source that was between Woody Johnson, owner of the Jets, and Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, and this was at the NFL's league meetings. So she provided no other details. It was just an aside in this podcast. She said, yeah, a reliable source told me, you know, that there was a dispute happening between these two at the meetings. That's all she said. Woody Johnson, I don't know if it's like you know, common for him to go on Twitter/X.com and dispute things? I'm guessing not, but he did for this one. He tweeted, "All this nonsense about a heated argument between Coach Sala and me at the league meeting is absolutely false. It's yet another irresponsible report from the NFL Network. Please disregard. This is my hype train." It happened.
I'm going to say I could see it happening. So I'm going to say it did happen. I'm going to
just
gonna
we straight up don't believe
to spread the rumor. Hey, did you hear about what happened? It went down. A reliable source told me that they were getting after it. And so what if it did happen? It don't mean that they don't like each other or they're at odds. Obviously, they're at odds at something, but things like that happen. You have disagreements. It gets a little heated. But you know what guys do? They say, hey, man, we'll go out for a beer. And then it's squashed. So, yeah, it happened, but ain't nothing big.
Curtis, it happened. I don't care what Woody Johnson says. You boarding this train?
Oh, I've never boarded a train with more gusto and energy in my entire life. This absolutely happened. The Jets are the model of dysfunction in the NFL. They are just going to be destined to be a garbage team once again this season, even with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are the Jets forever and always.
We'll do the last and quickest hype train of the day just to keep it themed around opening day. It's a food one, of course. We got to keep it fun. Hot dogs are the best opening day food.
Nope, I don't eat hot dogs. Nope.
What is?
They're not. Kids Valley.
Okay, burgers, fries.
Yep.
All right, hot dogs, best opening day food. Bump says, nope, absolutely not. Didn't even come close to boarding that dream. Are you, Curtis?
No, I'm not going to board that train. Yeah. Best opening day food for me, I'm not much of a garlic fry guy anymore. Used to be in my younger days, but you can't go wrong with like a burger. I consider a burger to be more of a baseball food than hot dog.
It feels like a cardinal sin to be at a baseball park right now and for all three of us to say it's not hot dogs.
Right.
And yet here I am doing exactly that. I'm going to go with fries in general. I love fries. That is my food of choice for opening day. It feels like the ballpark for me when I eat those. So, still, everyone, you go get your hot dog.
Go get your dog.
You go get your dogs. It's just not for me. You're listening to Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app. It's opening day. Get your questions in for What I Need to Know coming your way next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Rost.
It's What I Need to Know. Get your questions, any question, in now to the Mac and Jack's text line. Text it to 866-979-3776. My best jokes are off air, Bump. That one was...
Hey, she had a banger.
Yeah, it was... It's not going to be funny if I say it again, but...
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I said... Well, I was looking over to the side, so Bump and I are live at T-Mobile Park, and everything's getting set up. So they have the scoreboard that's up already, and they already have the little manual scoreboard for Boston and Seattle. And it was cool looking at it and being like, look at that. It's like ready for tonight's game. It's real. It's happening. And then they have the little socks. And I said, imagine your mascot being a sock. Couldn't be me.
A nasty,
so pathetic
sock.
What I need to know, if Russell Wilson retired today, would he be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Nah, he struggled to get in. He struggled. He got to put together.
Super Bowl win, another Super Bowl visit.
But, you know, people always remember you from what you've done lately. And lately, it ain't been great. It was a bad first year with the Broncos, and then it got better that second year. But then people, I think, just like it took T.O. so long to get in. Right?
Yeah.
And you know he should have been in.
Yeah.
It's the relationship you have with the public. It matters. It's not bad, his relationship with the public, but it's just not what it was.
I agree with you. What I need to know, how many innings will Luis pitch tonight?
Oh, he's going five at least.
So he's going to have a no-hitter through five, give up a single hit, and get pulled?
Come sit down with me.
Curtis, what do you think?
I think he'll go six. I think he's going six.
Six would be great. What I need to know, will the Mariners be top three in pitching? I see no reason why not.
Yeah, they should. As long as they stay somewhat healthy, you can't have two guys out in that rotation, right? Mm-hmm. You're starting five. But I see it. I see it going down.
I feel like we almost don't focus enough on how great the rotation is. Like, it's not something that it's just, feel good about this. Legitimately one of the most dominant rotations in baseball.
Yeah.
And that's why the focus has always been, if they can get the offense right, if they just added this piece, if they just did this, think of how great they could be. Like, I think that's where a lot of that frustration has come from, because there is something so legitimately elite.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Jordan Schusterman of Yahoo, wrote yesterday calling the Mariners rotation the most fearsome in baseball.
So, I mean,
quaking with fear.
What else? Another factor. Did he talk about age as another factor making it fearsome? Because there's this feeling that, like, it's not like these guys are going anywhere, right?
Yeah, and just kind of how they've developed every year, somebody.
Yep. Let's see. What I need to know. What is the best home opening day food to have tonight? I'm going wings and hot dogs. We know how Bump feels about hot dogs.
He's at the house.
He's at the house.
Okay. It's pizza.
Yeah, I think
so. Throw a salad on the side.
Yeah, your options are a lot more expansive at home.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you want.
Get your questions into the Mac and Jack's text line, 866-979-3776. I'm trying to find one that a couple sent in. They got the grandparents watching the four kids. They're heading out to opening day, so no kids tonight for them.
Good for you.
Couples only. Heading out to opening day, and they said, where do we stop and what do we drink?
Where do you stop? It depends on where you're coming from. Like, if you're going across the bridge, I stop in Bellevue real quick. Go to, is that over there? Joey's. I'll have a little, if you're getting fancy, have a little dranky drink there, and then slide on through.
What I need to know, love this. What song would you guys choose for your walk-up song? I'm picking What's My Name by DMX.
Oh, I like that. I'd be like, No Flex Zone. No Flex Zone.
They know better.
They know better.
I'm going to do Vanessa Carl. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
That's kind of dope, though.
The whole park.
Everyone's singing that.
This is the thing. Look, I'm a performer at the end of the day. Am I trying to get myself ready and in the zone? No, because I'm not an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm trying to perform and get the entire, I'm trying to turn the club up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the one I'm going for. Khalees. Milkshake. Like, I'm just going for things. Journey.
Well,
I'm going for something.
The club up. That's like just getting fan participation. The clubs don't go up to that song.
Well, the club's going to go up, baseball version. You know what I mean? It's like when they were singing Country Rope, the club was going up. Hey, it was going up.
I'm so glad we're done with that, though.
Oh, I am, too.
I'm so glad we're done with that.
Here's the thing. The first time, it's like, oh, cool, that's fun. 15th time.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how often you can change your walk-up song.
As much as you want.
Yeah.
Julio's
really?
Got a couple.
What if, but no, I know he's got a couple, but what if they limit it?
They don't.
I don't think they can. I don't think they limit it at all. I mean,
they don't limit it if you're Julio.
Nah.
But, you know, if you're going in there and you're like, hey, you know, I was a call up yesterday, but
that's different.
Jared Kelnick had a bunch, too.
You better not talk to anybody.
I mean, as long as somebody with the Mariners has like a Spotify or Apple Music subscription, you're going to be able to find the song that you want.
Yeah, you could.
Let's see what I need to know. Will the Ohtani gambling scandal be the greatest cover-up ever in sports history? His lawyers won't even answer the question of who in law enforcement they've contacted.
That's what I'm saying, Ralph.
Am I being naive in thinking that maybe Ohtani's telling the truth? You can say yes.
Yeah, I think you are.
That's fair.
He's not letting us know exactly what he does know and doesn't know. Yeah, at this point, they're saving face. It's all PR now. He's not going to tell us the complete truth.
Yeah, he contacted the authorities, but no authority has any proof that they've been contacted.
I mean,
really, I really makes you think.
There are enough questions for me to wonder if I'm being naive. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know.
206. Sluggers is where you go. That's really where you go, though, if you're stopping by.
Yeah, that's a good
one. I
love
Sluggers.
What I need to know, tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, 3-2 count, you're pitching. You can throw any pitch ever. What do you throw?
Knuckleball.
Wow, in that spot?
Knuckleball. If I can execute
it. Get it dancing?
Heck yeah. Knuckleball that like thing.
It. Curtis, what are you throwing? You got to go with Brash Slider?
You got to go with, yeah. I mean, if I had that in my repertoire, I would never not throw it. My bread and butter, I mean, you set him up, with the fastball, hit him with the off-speed. I might go curve in that spot.
I'm going to go the 50-cent first pitch.
Oh, no.
Lob up a cameraman. Meatball that doesn't even get to the plate. someone said Mookie just went yard.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Wally, for keeping me informed. He told
Wally
me
just told you about the Dodgers.
Hey, he's hooking me up. Appreciate you, Wally.
They're on MLB Network right now.
Let's see. 866-979-3776. What I need to know. Oh, God, this is a sin. 253. Is it okay to call runs points?
No.
That just sounds wrong.
I did that on accident one time on air, and they jumped all over me. Get this football guy off the air.
Yeah.
So it's an honest mistake, man.
I remember I said the MLB and was corrected, which I was like, oh, yeah, the Major League Baseball, and I've never done it again. Unless it's like the, you know, MLB meetings, but I don't know.
That's
what
a
I'm
great
doing.
Close right there.
You know, I just try to leave the show with passion, with excitement, with riveting stories. No, it is a very exciting day. We are very excited, and you guys are about to be treated to some very cool stuff here. While Bump and I have been here for the last several hours, we haven't been able to tell you some of the stuff that they were working on and some of the stuff that they had on the TV screen, the big screen and everything, but it looks so cool. I can't wait to see it when it gets dark. All right, you guys, first pitch at 7:10. Luis Castillo going to be on the mound for the Mariners. Finally, games that matter. It's opening day tonight. Wyman and Bob coming your way next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.